This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia has signed its first treaty with Aboriginal people, with Victoria's agreement now formalised as law. The 34-page treaty negotiated between the state and the elected First Peoples Assembly acknowledges the enduring connection of Aboriginal Victorians to the land, stating this country was never empty, never unclaimed. Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung Elder Andrew Gardner says the passage of the treaty laws mark an important turning point, giving First Nations communities a chance to shape their own future.
Legislation passed in Parliament is an opportunity for government to, well, it has been an opportunity for government to show they're willing to walk with us on treaty and change our future, our determined future, our self-determining future. It isn't from a government department to tell us what our needs are. It's what we say, our elders and our communities say what our needs are.
The Prime Minister says the Liberals are walking away from climate action because they don't believe in science or cheaper energy bills. A majority of the party's MPs want to scrap the net zero target, ending months of debate over climate policy. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Liberals' internal divisions are leaving Australians worse off.
They're walking away from climate action because they fundamentally do not believe in the science in climate change. They're also walking away from reliable and affordable energy, renewables backed by storage and backed by gas for firming capacity. Australians cannot afford to keep paying the price of coalition infighting when it comes to climate policy and energy policy.
At least 37 people died and dozens were injured after a bus plunged into a 200-metre ravine in southern Peru's Arequipa region. The fatalities included 36 at the scene and one who died in hospital, with the injured including three children. The bus, travelling from Chala to Arequipa, struck a van before careening off the freeway. Local photos showed the overturned bus amid scattered debris at the bottom of the ravine. 26 victims are receiving medical treatment, three in a serious condition. And now to sport, and in tennis, reigning champion Jannik Sinner has advanced to the semi-finals of the 2025 ATP Finals with a ruthless 6-4, 6-3 win over third seed Alexander Zverev. The world number two extended his unbeaten run on indoor hard courts to 28 matches, the sixth longest streak in the Open era. Sinner broke Zverev in the final game of the first set and again in the second, maintaining composure while the German struggled under pressure. The win keeps Sinner's year-end number one hopes alive. And that's SBS News in Easy English.